Jim Jordan, FBI used counterterrorism measures to go after concerned parents. By Jeff Poore on May 15, 2022. During an appearance on FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, said he had proof the FBI targeted parents who protested COVID policies at public schools, even though Attorney General Merrick Garland claimed it did not happen. Jordan called it scary stuff. It sure looks like he did, because the very apparatus they put in motion with his memo that sets up the line for reporting, then the email that went out from FBI agents to agents all across the country, that process was used to go after moms and dads, more than 24 cases, he said. And, again, he said he wouldn't use the counterterrorism measures of the government to go after parents. But then exactly, it looks exactly like what they did. And God bless these whistleblowers who came forward and told us about this information. I mean, Maria, in one case, they went after a mom who was in the group Moms for Liberty, who actually owned a firearm, which you're allowed to under our Constitution. And the person who reported her on the snitch line said those were the reasons that she reported this person. And the FBI investigates. So this is scary stuff, Jordan continued. And one other thing. Think how quick. Think of the speed and intensity with which the FBI did this, and the Justice Department did this. The School Board Association sends a letter on September 29th of last fall. 5 days later, the Attorney General does a memorandum to all U.S. attorneys, every single one around the country, and saying, set up this snitch line. And then, 16 days after that, the FBI sends out the email saying, establish this designation, this threat tag label. That all happens in 22 days, the intensity they went after parents to chill speech. I have never seen the guy. I don't know if anyone's ever seen the federal government move that quickly on anything. But, boy, when it comes to chilling speech and going after moms and dads, they operated at record speed, he added. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.